Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
All right, so I'm doing one of my Teeth Across America series, and I am in Sevierville, Tennessee, which is near Knoxville and Pigeon Forge, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm speaking with Haley.
Yes.
Were you born and raised here?
I was.
Oh, cool. So it's hard to find people that are from here.
Yeah, there's quite a few people who move here.
Yeah, and then all the tourists that come in the summer.
That too.
Okay, so tell me about, my show's a dental-based show, so I assume you're married with kids?
Married, no kids.
Married, no kids. Okay, so what about your dental health and your husband's dental health? Do you guys go on a regular basis?
No, not very regularly, actually. My husband did just go because he had a tooth chip on him, but that's the last time he went before that was 6 years ago.
Oh my goodness, 6 years. How long have you been married?
2.5.
So he hadn't been to the dentist for 3.5 years before you got married, and he's trying to stay true to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did he stay away, do you know?
Just the cost, and didn't think anything was wrong with his teeth.
So because nothing was hurting, he thought everything was fine.
Right.
And how about, same case for you?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And you think because nothing's hurting, you're probably healthy?
Yes, and I brush my teeth regularly and floss every now and again.
Okay. Cool. A lot of people think that. Did you know that cavities don't hurt?
Yes, until they're really, really bad. Then they're probably too far to be reversed.
Very good. You do know that, because when it hurts really bad, that means, well, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have your tooth out, but it does mean you need a root canal.
Right.
Okay, so you're willing to take that chance?
I guess so.
Let me ask you, do you think it's more fear than cost?
I think that probably does have something to do with it, but if it was more affordable, I think that we would go more. If it's like $100 for just a cleaning, you know, or whatever it is. I haven't been in so long, I don't know, but pretty expensive, I think.
Okay, and neither of you, what do you do?
I'm a flight attendant.
Interesting, cool. I actually interviewed my flight attendant on a Southwest Airlines flight between Columbus and Las Vegas about this very thing.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, because I was asking her if you guys had any protocol for if somebody had this raging toothache in the middle of a flight, or even you got a toothache while you were working. What would you do?
Well, I would call in, because if you're too busy concentrating on pain, then you're not going to be
a very nice flight attendant.
Or you're not going to be very observant to, like, other safety issues.
So what would happen, though, if you had this raging toothache and you're mid-flight? Okay, so, like, what routes are you a flight attendant on?
It varies all the time, but a lot of the Midwest area.
So an example would be you'd get up in the morning, you'd go to work, they'd fly you to where?
To Detroit.
Okay, so you go to Detroit and you get on a flight in Detroit, maybe heading to L.A.?
Sure.
Okay, so somewhere between Detroit and L.A., you get this raging toothache. What would happen?
I would try to take some Tylenol or something for it, and then I would have to wait it out till I got to L.A. before I could do anything about it.
And does the company give you any help in finding a dentist in L.A., for example?
Probably not, because it's not work concerned, but they may have somebody that helps for if it's outside of that. But I know they do if it is work-related injury or pain.
Okay, but so if it was really bad, what would happen if you couldn't make the flight back, or you just have to stick it out?
You can call in. I mean, if they could cancel the flight or delay it until they could get someone else out there.
Well, you got your tooth taken care of.
Right.
Got out of pain, basically.
Right.
Okay. You hadn't thought of that, had you?
I try. I'm a tough it out kind of person, so, I mean, that's worst case scenario if it was really bad, but I would try to tough it out, probably. But
okay. Just so you know, if you're going to take something to tough it out, you would be better off taking ibuprofen, aspirin, or Aleve instead of Tylenol, because Tylenol does not have anti-inflammatory properties to it. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. So, see, most of the pain would come from the inflammation, like swelling and stuff. And so if you want to have some anti-inflammatory and anti-pain, you would take one of those three.
Interesting.
Okay, so you learned something, right, Haley?
I sure did.
Okay. And, oh, wait, hey, thank you so much. Now, wait a minute. Tell me a little bit about, this is Sevierville.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
It's actually Sevierville.
Oh, severe, like a severe toothache.
Or, yes, yes.
Who knew?
Yes.
Tell me about Sevierville.
It's a beautiful area, really close to Pigeon Forge, which is also a touristy area, and Gatlinburg, which is beautiful. We have the Great Smoky Mountains nearby, but you're also close to a big city, Knoxville, so that's really nice. You can, pretty much everything is 20, 30 minutes away. But I think a lot of the more touristy areas typically are big cities, whereas Pigeon Forge, Sevierville is more local, and we just get tourists here for the mountains and the tourist attractions, but Knoxville really is like the big city.
Okay, and then since you were born and raised here, if somebody was going to come to Sevierville, what would be the thing, like, don't miss this attraction? What would you tell them?
Well, I'm a little biased because I used to work at Dixie Stampede, but I love it, and the show is good, the food is delicious, and it's fun. It gets the crowd involved.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Haley. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All right, and so now I came across Beth, and Beth also lives right here in Sevierville. And Beth, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a student right now.
What do you want to be?
I want to be a bioengineer.
Seriously? Wow. Tell me what bioengineers do.
Well, it kind of combines engineering, a lot of math and chemistry, like the mechanical systems of the body and stuff.
So it's taking biological, entities and making them into useful products?
Kind of. Well, I'm not really sure if that's, I haven't gotten that far into it. I'm currently just in some beginning chemistry and engineering physics classes right now.
Have they scared you away yet?
They haven't. I'm actually taking organic chemistry in the fall, and that, my dad said, is going to be the deciding factor there.
Yeah, they use that as a weed out course for dental school too.
Yeah.
If you can't do well in organic chemistry, they figure you can't make it into dental school.
Mm-hmm.
Same with biochemical engineering?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, but you're not afraid of physics, you're not afraid of chemistry, you're not afraid of... What's the other one you're taking?
I'm taking calculus. That I'm kind of afraid of.
You haven't taken it yet?
I took it in high school, and I did pretty well, but it's been like 3 years since I took it then.
Okay, well, you seem pretty smart. I'm sure you'll do fine. Now, let's talk a little bit about teeth. Do you go to the dentist on a regular basis?
I do not.
Do not? Are you afraid?
I wouldn't say afraid. It's just kind of expensive.
So you're afraid of the cost?
Yes.
Okay, so how much is it?
I don't know, actually.
Well, how do you know you're afraid of the cost if you don't know?
Covered. It just seems like a lot of money. Generally, I know last time my dad went to the dentist, it was like a couple thousand dollars.
Okay, now, so you think it would be a couple thousand for you?
You know, it could be.
Now, let me ask you, do you think, because you're staying away right now, basically, right? You haven't been, you don't plan on going unless you, get a toothache?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think the cost of your visit when you do go is going to be less if you wait or more if you wait?
It'll be more if I wait, most likely.
You're a smart person, right? You got that right.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And, okay, so if you were going to go to a store, let's say we were going to go to the store and we were going to buy a barbecue grill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know how much those cost, do you?
I would say they probably cost anywhere, like the cheap ones would be 90, upwards to thousands of dollars.
Okay. But until I go in, I don't really know. Okay, so until you go to the dentist, you're not really going to know what it's going to cost.
There's a range. I'm sure it's not going to...
Did you know that's where I was going with that?
Yes. You got me.
So you could even call. You could call and say, hey, I haven't been to the dentist in a few years, but I think I'm in need of a cleaning, and I'm in need of maybe some x-rays and maybe an exam. Could you tell me about what that would run, right?
Mm-hmm. I could do that.
They'd probably tell you.
Hopefully they would.
They wouldn't want to keep it a big secret.
I don't think I'd go back if they didn't tell me.
Right. Now, I will tell you, just as a little warning to you, that if you haven't been in a while, sometimes when you do go, the cleaning you need is more involved than a regular cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see that.
Had you heard that?
No, I hadn't.
Okay, let me tell you why. Because what happens is people get debris on their teeth. We call it calculus. People call it tartar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of tartar. Okay. And if it grows, it's like stalactites from the ceiling of a cave.
Yeah.
They just keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
So as they grow, they get lower and lower down below the gum line, and it gets harder to reach for you and us. And so if we know we see that below the gum line, like on an x-ray, and it will show up, then oftentimes we have to do what's called a periodontal scaling. Or even what's called root planing and curettage. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
That means we're actually taking instruments that we are going to scrape the teeth clean with, but we have to go below the gum line onto the root surface.
Oh.
And guess what? That probably would be a little bit unpleasant.
That does sound pretty unpleasant.
If you weren't numb.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I tend to numb people for that. But I just wanted to forewarn you that if it's been a while when you call, they may tell you, well, a regular cleaning is this much, but if you need root planing and curettage, it's that much.
Yeah.
So they won't be able to give you an exact number, but they will give you a number.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for a living? You said you're a student. Do you have anybody in your family that has dental insurance? Because you started to say I don't think it's covered or something.
I don't have any health insurance right now.
None at all. Not even the Obamacare?
I was on the edge.
Okay. Does that mean you're illegal right now? You could get arrested by Obama's police?
I'm at fault here.
Well, I didn't give your last name. We're not going to turn you in.
I'm still safe.
Because the problem is it costs more than people have just to be on Obamacare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you didn't sign up?
You know, I mostly just didn't. I just wasn't really informed, and I just haven't had any health problems, so it just hasn't really crossed my mind that much.
How old are you, can I ask?
21.
Okay, so you're just 21. And I think there's a lot of people your age that think the same way, because I'm young, I'm healthy, why should I spend, what is it, $200, $300 a month, $3,600 a year for insurance that I'm never going to need? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. What college do you go to?
Walter State.
Walter State, okay. And is that here in Sevierville?
It is. It's really close.
Are you surprised I know how to say Sevierville?
I'm proud.
Most people say it wrong, don't they?
Sevierville.
Sevierville?
Yeah, that's how a lot of people say it.
Okay, that's like back in Ohio, there's a town, Lancaster?
Yeah.
But people there call it Lancaster.
Lancaster.
So if you say Lancaster, they know you're not from there. You have to say Lancaster. Lancaster.
Yeah.
So do you have any... Okay, so you haven't been to a dentist in a while. Anything... I'm a dentist, so do you have any questions you might like to get answered for free?
I guess what I'm asking you, if I just came in and just have you look at my mouth and tell me what was wrong with it, how much would that cost?
What would it cost for the exam? That's a real good question. I think it's about $85 to $89 for the exam part. That's not the x-rays, though. It's also not that cleaning we were talking about.
Do you feel weird talking to a dentist drinking soda right now, I think.
Yeah, well, I was going to kind of mention that.
It's an occasional soda. This is my reward soda.
Okay, what are you rewarding yourself for?
I just got a new tire replaced on my car.
Oh, wow, right there. We should put a bow on it.
I should. It's been...
So we're almost done. And so, okay, open your mouth real quick. I'll tell you something. You open real big. You're already missing a tooth. You're already missing one. You're only 21. Did you get wisdom teeth out yet? No?
Mm-hmm. I've got the top two cut out.
Top two, but the bottom ones are still there.
And I think I had two cavities pulled when I was younger.
Cavities pulled or teeth pulled?
Cavities.
You mean you had cavities filled?
No, they were, like, really, really bad. I had to get, like, a root canal.
Bad cavities. They did a baby root canal, and now the adult tooth has pushed it out, and you have the adult tooth there. No?
I don't know. I don't really keep that good of a track of it, I guess.
That's fine. Okay, now, why did you have that tooth out instead of saving it?
I don't know.
They didn't ask you?
I think it was cheaper, actually. But no, it probably had insurance in. I don't know. I was, like, 15.
Okay. So your mom and dad had something to do with the decision?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Okay, now, I have a question about your brand new tire. Did you know before you got here how much a tire was going to cost you?
Yes.
You did?
I figured it would be between $50 and $100, and it was $49.99.
Okay, so you were right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you have car repair insurance?
I do. I have AAA, so not really. But
no,
I have some other. I have Dairyland and AAA and some. Don't have full coverage.
Well, my point is if a car breaks, we tend to fix it, and we don't worry about whether we have insurance to help us pay for it.
Yeah.
But when our mouth breaks, we tend to think, well, I don't have dental insurance, so I can't go.
Very true.
Well, anyway, Beth, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much for talking with me, and good luck with your brand new tire.
Okay, thank you very much. This was a fun time to be on a dental show.
A radio show. It's called Dentally Speaking. Fun time.
Speaking, that's a clever name. I like
that. Yeah, you like that. I thought of that myself because I'm a dentist. It'd be different. If I weren't a dentist,
wouldn't we? Is it live right now?
No, we're not. We're not live, but I'm going to show you how you can access it, how you'll be able to listen to it. You know, in fact, I'll tell you. So what you do is you go to dentallyspeaking.com.
Okay. Dentallyspeaking.com.
Right. And you'll be able to listen to that podcast, the podcast of your show, and all the shows that we've done prior to that. We've done 335 shows so far.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
So, and then you can also go to iTunes if you prefer iTunes.
Okay. I like iTunes.
Okay. And you type in either Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking.
Okay.
Okay. There sounds good, Beth. Thanks, Beth.
Take care now. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day real soon, but when we do, or before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Okay, according to Haley, the flight attendant, one of the things that could happen if a flight attendant has a raging toothache is for the flight to be canceled. Is that true or false? According to Haley, the flight attendant, one of the things that could happen if a flight attendant has a raging toothache is for your flight to be canceled. Is that true or false? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Let me roll the dice and see what caller we're going to go to. That would be caller number one. We have Sarah, Jamie, Steve, and Marilyn, and it would be Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
Hi, Dr. Kvitko. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening, by the way. And do you have the answer to today's question, which is, according to Haley, the flight attendant, one of the things that can happen if a flight attendant has a raging toothache is for the flight to be canceled. Is that true or false, Sarah?
It's true.
That's correct. Very good. All right. Perfect. Well, again, thank you for listening. And if you're just joining us, I'm in Sevierville, Tennessee. So far, we've interviewed a flight attendant, a bioengineering student, and now a woman who works at a motel and is a Bible school teacher, and later on, a meat cutter. All right, so I was able to run across this nice young lady. What's your name?
Elizabeth Castle.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for speaking with me. And so you're from Sevierville also?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you do?
I work at a motel.
You do? Okay. And I know I have to let you go because you have to go to Bible study. How often do you go to Bible study?
Every night this week.
Every night this week? Is it something special?
Bible school.
Oh, school. You're a teacher?
Yes.
Okay, so what grade kids do you teach?
Kindergarten.
The kindergartners, the 5 and the 6-year-old? Oh, you have a lot of patience, don't you?
I have to.
You have to. Well, that's really nice of you. Okay, so, see, my show is a dental show, and so I like to ask people about their thoughts about dentistry, dental insurance, that sort of thing. So tell me, you have a regular dentist, I assume?
I do.
Because I see some nice dental care in there.
I do, and my granddaughter works at the dentist office.
She does. Is she a dental assistant?
Yes.
That's a good coincidence, huh?
Right.
Maybe
right.
That's why you stopped and talked to me. Yeah, so it looks like you're taking really good care of your teeth. How long has she been a dental assistant?
Oh, I'd say a year.
A year, and do you go to the same dentist where she works?
Okay.
So she takes better care of you?
Well, yes.
Maybe
they all take good care of me.
What's the name of the doctor?
Dr. David Trotter.
Dr. David Trotter, okay. And but you were going there first, right?
Right, yes. I've been going there for years.
Did you help get her the job?
No.
No? What do they specialize in?
I don't know, just dentistry.
Just regular dentistry. So they don't do just dentures or just cosmetics, they just do...
They do dentures.
They do dentures, but you don't have dentures. You've been taking good care of your teeth.
I don't have dentures.
Yeah. What do you think of people that just say pull them and get dentures without even trying?
Don't like that. I do not want dentures.
I know. I don't understand people. They just seem like to be in too much of a hurry to have them out. They wouldn't have a toe extracted if it were infected, would they?
Right. Exactly.
People should think about it that way, shouldn't they?
They should.
Yeah. Now, your husband has nice teeth, too?
Yes.
Good. The whole family?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two, and one's a dental assistant. What's the other one?
He works at Smart Bank in Sevierville.
Smart Bank. Okay. Is that just one of the banks in town?
Yes.
Okay. They don't have like a dumb bank and a smart bank, right?
No. They just have smart banks.
Just the smart bank. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad he works at the smart bank. Well, tell me your name again because I already forgot.
Elizabeth Castle.
Okay, Elizabeth. Well, thank you so much. I know you have to get to the Bible study to teach the kids.
That's right.
You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All right. And so now I'm speaking with Mr.
My name is Dan Ogle.
Mr. Dan Ogle. And, Mr. Turgle, you live here in Sevierville?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a meat cutter.
Seriously, I've never met one of those before.
I'm a meat cutter.
How long have you been doing that?
10 years.
10 years. How'd you get into that?
I just needed a job.
And they heard they were hiring at the butcher shop.
And that's it. Yeah.
Do you do it at a grocery store or at a butcher?
Food City.
Food City, okay. So they train you. It's like an apprenticeship.
Yeah, for a couple of years, and then you're, you know.
Because, you know, to this day, I don't know the difference between a T-bone and a New York strip. I don't know any of that stuff, and you know it all, right?
Well, yeah, basically.
Okay, so tell me that. Help me understand what's the difference between a New York strip and,
A New York strip is basically a boneless T-bone. With a T-bone, you have the New York strip here, and you have the filet mignon here.
Really? Okay, they're right next to each other.
Yep, right next to each other.
So what...
Still on the bone.
What makes the filet so much different if it's right next to the other?
Because it's so small and they can charge more.
That's it? Okay, that's good to know. All right, and so I assume through your job you have dental insurance?
Yep, sure do.
And you go on a regular basis?
Well, since I don't have my teeth, I'm going to get me dentures here pretty soon. But
okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been missing your teeth?
I don't know, 8 months.
Only 8 months?
Yeah.
8 months to a year.
And like I said, I've got full coverage dental insurance. I could get them anytime. I just hadn't took the time to do it.
Is it a timing thing? It's not a money thing?
No, it's not a money thing. No, I mean, you know, I'm totally 100% covered.
That's
I
interesting.
Could get them anytime I wanted, you know.
But now, wait a minute.
They have a good coverage.
And how do you eat steak?
Really, I don't.
Okay. Do you think you'll be able to once you get your dentures?
Well, I don't eat that much red meat, so, you know, it's not a thing of, you know, affording the, you know, I just don't eat that much red meat.
Yeah, a lot of people are cutting back on that.
It's more of a, you know, I guess a health issue. I eat, like, chicken, fish, you know.
So, like, you're looking to control your cholesterol?
Yeah, partly. I mean, hey, I'm 60 years old, you know.
Don't look 60.
Well, I am, but, you know, maybe it's because I don't eat red meat.
Okay, and then one last thing. How did you come to lose all of your teeth to begin with? You said it was 8 months to a year ago. Was it a gradual thing over your lifetime?
Just gradual. Yeah, it's just, you know, wasn't a, you know...
But you had full insurance. You could have gone and maybe gotten them fixed before they got bad, but you just...
Well, okay, when they first started getting bad, I didn't have any insurance, so...
Okay, so you didn't go because you thought maybe the cost would be prohibitive?
Partly that, and then partly is I hate dentists.
I knew we were getting to that.
I hate them. I'm terrified of them. Okay. You know, I don't like shots. I guess you can tell I don't use drugs because I'm terrified of needles.
Right.
I just don't... When they give me a tetanus booster, I look away. I mean...
Right.
Maybe call me a wussy or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're in good company. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, and that's usually the root of this.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of it, you know.
Yeah. Maybe you should... And so you waited, and you just had an oral surgeon take all your teeth out because you knew they could knock you out.
That's it, yeah.
To get a filling, you didn't think you could have yourself knocked out for a filling, so you just didn't go for that.
I remember the last time... Okay, I had to have a... What's those teeth in the very back?
Wisdom teeth?
Yeah, wisdom teeth. I had to have one of those cut out, and they knocked me out, and the last thing I remember was the dentist and his nurse talking about some affair that she was having with, I mean, just fading, I was just going out, you know. So was,
they probably didn't think you were awake still.
No, probably not. I mean, which I didn't know him anyway, but yeah, they were talking about, you know, some affair she was having with somebody while he was, you know, and then I started feeling the cracking and, you know, and then I was just gone. But yeah. That was.
Now, do you think if you could have gotten yourself knocked out to have your regular dental care, even your cleanings, maybe cleanings, small fillings, you'd have had your teeth?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, in my office, I do that.
Yeah, but I've heard, I mean, there's such a thing, what I call modern dentistry.
Right?
Painless dentistry that's coming around. And, yeah, if it would have been around in my day, yeah, I'd have done it in a heartbeat.
So it's kind of creeping into Sevierville now?
Yeah.
Good. That's good to hear.
But are you going to try to open them? Have you got a place open here, or are you just doing research or whatever?
No, I do these shows. I call them Teeth Across America. So whenever I travel, I ask people about their thoughts about dentistry and such. So, no, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and I don't...
Okay, now, like, this area here, when I was growing up, we had an outdoor toilet.
Wow.
And that's not been that many years ago. I mean, it's really grown since then, but yeah, it's, people are just now catching up with the rest of the country in this area. I mean, I ain't saying that they're dumb or ignorant or whatever. It's just that the economy, whatever. But see, now we're like a modern society, but it's just now catching up.
Okay. You know? See, I didn't realize that because you're not that old. 60 is not that old to be thinking of outdoor toilets and stuff.
When I was like 10 years old, yeah, we had an outdoor toilet.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to go, right?
Yeah, you know, but, you know, we didn't have indoor plumbing. And a lot of people didn't. But, you know, some of them did, some of them, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's now like we've caught up with the rest of the country.
That's good to know.
The type of dentistry that you're talking about, yeah, we could really use that here.
Okay. I got to tell you a story, if you have a minute. You have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. I had this patient of mine. I'd been treating her, and she moved away. She moved to Boston in 2010. And when she moved, she asked me for help in finding a dentist that also did the kind of sedation that I did. And I gave her some suggestions. I hadn't heard from her in 4 years. I got an email from her 2 days ago where she said, I took your advice. I found a dentist. They gave me a couple pills. It wasn't enough. It was a terrible experience, and I haven't been back since. So she hasn't been to a dentist in 4 years. And she emailed me to say she's coming to town for an event in Columbus, and could I see her maybe 2 days in a row and get all of her work done using the sedation that I offer. And so, of course, we're tickled to do it, and we're happy that she's called, and we want to get her taken care of. But that's kind of, to me, I didn't realize that it's so hard to find.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, here, no. There's no dentist. Not that I know of. I mean, there may be some now, but see, now I don't really need to be looking for one. But, you know, other than getting my teeth, you know, false teeth. But, yeah, they either give you a shot or that's basically it. You know, okay. Hold you down or do what they
yeah,
need to do.
We don't do any of that anymore, at least in my office. Now, let me give you some suggestions. You're going to go get your teeth, and you said it really doesn't matter who you pick. It kind of does, because dentures aren't that hard to do, but they're really easy to screw up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because see, right now you don't have any teeth, so how would I know as a dentist, and I know this answer, but you may not, how would I know how far your chin would be from your nose when your teeth are closed, when your mouth is closed, when your teeth are touching?
Yeah, and okay, when I had my teeth, I had, like, you know, bigger teeth, you know.
Right.
So, but
do you have pictures of yourself with your own teeth?
Somewhere, I can't,
like a,
you know.
Do yourself a favor. Find the picture. High school graduation. It can be when you're 10 years old, because those are the same teeth you had as an adult,
yeah,
where they're showing your teeth really well. Take that to the dentist and show them, this is what my teeth used to look like. This is the shape that they were. This is how long they were. This is how much showed.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get a better job.
Okay. I didn't know that. I really did. I had no idea about that.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm...
Go in and take whatever they give me, you know. So.
Also ask them for some of the before and afters of dentures, because I have a whole slew of before and after pictures of denture patients.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because you can really look, it'll make you look older. If you don't have them done right, it almost looks like you still need dentures and, in fact, you're wearing teeth.
Okay.
You don't want to be that guy, right?
Well, no, you know.
Anyway, so yeah, take that advice. In fact, I'll give you my card if I haven't already done it.
Yeah.
And if you want some more suggestions before you actually make that appointment.
What show are you on? You're on what?
It's called Dentally Speaking. I'm on 94.7 and also 93.7. Okay. And I'll explain to you how you can listen live when the time comes, okay?
Yeah, I just like to listen to other people.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, you're doing a good job on what you're doing.
Well, thanks for that. So what we'll do is I'll make sure you know how to access the podcast and access the show live, and I very much appreciate you stopping and talking with me.
That's no problem. I enjoyed meeting you.
Same
you
here.
Know, it's rare that you meet somebody that's got some sense. That, I didn't mean to sound it like that. I mean, no. I know I'll get calls from people, but yeah, no, seriously. I mean, it's really rare to meet somebody that's got some, I mean, that you run into on the street that's got some sense,
yeah,
you know, that kind of knows what they're talking about.
That's
you know.
Cool.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right.
right, and we're back, and thank you so much for tuning in. I think it was a pretty good show. Hey, coming up on August 8th, Friday, we are doing Team Smile with the Blue Jackets down at Nationwide Arena, and I'm responsible for getting a lot of the volunteers, and I still need a nurse, somebody that can check over the health histories of all of the children prior to them receiving care. So call my office at 262-9588 if you would be willing to do that. Also, our Dentistry from the Heart event, September 12th, from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m., all day of free dentistry, and we need several dentists and several dental hygienists and several dental assistants for that. So also, please call the office and let us know if you can help in that way. Join me next week when I will have as my guest Dr. David Maddow, former practicing dentist, author of 12 Baby Steps to the Best Shape of Your Life, and host of the self-help podcast Slice Your Age. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.